Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game 5-2 to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
You are listening to episode 34 of the Chase for 28 podcast. Mostly because the Yankees did not win the World Series in 2021. So we're back for another season. This is our first episode, really, since the season ended. Yankees lost that wild card game to Boston, and here we are. It is Friday, November 19th, 2021. You're listening to this at the earliest, Saturday, November 20th. And I am joined, as always, by my Yankee podcast compadre, Aaron Judge Bianco, and future Chris popping in here. So AJ and I had a problem recording the first part of this episode, so we had to switch where we were having the conversation. So we are going to jump in the middle of a conversation where we are talking about Justin Verlander. We're doing this part of the episode on a different platform. I apologize for the missed opportunity to hear what we talked about. It was good. In fact, it might have been the best podcast audio ever captured. But we can't share it because we don't have it. So let's jump in to where we are right now. So real quick, AJ, with Verlander, I personally thought that there was a chance he might actually go to Detroit and reunite with AJ Hinch, go back to Detroit where he had success early in his career. So I was actually a little surprised that he did re-sign with Houston. I like what you're saying about the deal he got, but I'll be honest, I don't know that I wanted him with the Yankees. I think that him as a one-year reclamation project would have been better than the Corey Kluber experiment, which is why I probably would have enjoyed that more.
Right.
But now he's in Houston, so F him.
Look, I'm only saying you look at a guy like Verlander, track record, Hall of Famer, right? And you get him for the cheap because he's got a lot to prove. Okay, that's the only reason I was there for it. I think the Yankees are so short one pitcher. I don't know who that is right now. I thought he would fit in nicely. He would be a great number two behind Cole. Maybe that would have kind of re-energized the organization. But like I said, it didn't happen. Doesn't matter. But I look at that. I thought also, and I'm surprised with this one, but looking at Syndergaard, I thought maybe that might be a good option for like a late, like 4 or 5. But again, another guy, we can't
now, take hold chances. On. I brought Syndergaard's name up to you late in the season, and you kind of like laughed at me.
No, I'm not saying I wanted him. I just thought that would be nice. I thought maybe there was a chance for him just because I don't know. And this is just maybe just me. I don't know who's out there and who's available. That would be a quick sign or a trade that's not like a groundbreaking trade. We don't need a number one. We need a number two. And we have a bunch of guys in our bullpen who are probably good threes and fours. Severino is no longer a two. No matter what he showed us out of the bullpen, pitching two or three innings, he's not a number two anymore.
Would you like to know the free agent pitchers that are out there?
Give me a couple names.
Max Scherzer.
No.
Robbie Ray.
I don't know who Robbie Ray is. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if
he just won the Cy Young Award.
Did he deserve the Cy Young Award? Honestly.
Well, as a Yankee fan and Cole came in second in the Cy Young voting, no.
Forget Cole. If Cole wasn't second, would Robbie Ray be your Cy Young Award winner? Honestly.
I mean, he did have the AL's best ERA, 2.84, pitched 193 and a third innings. His and I'm reading. I don't have this memorized, of course. His 6.7% walk rate was his best career mark by a wide margin.
Okay, so he had a good year.
He had a good year.
Okay.
Who else is out here? Kevin Gausman?
No, not interested in him.
He's only 31.
I understand, but he also has like a good year every four.
Okay. Marcus Stroman hates the Yankees or anybody who talks to him on Twitter. I'm surprised we haven't been blocked by Stroman on Twitter, but he's out there. Who else we have pitching wise? Carlos Rodon, age 29, did not receive a qualifying offer from the White Sox.
Right. What does that tell you? True. They loved him. They loved him last year.
Clayton Kershaw, age 34, did not receive a qualifying offer.
Right. He's 34. He's pitching like he's 42.
True. anybody else? Raisel Iglesias of the Angels. He declined his qualifying offer.
Man, good luck to him.
Eduardo Rodriguez of the Red Sox, age 28. Oh, wait. No, sorry. He signed a five-year $77 million deal.
$77 million.
With the Tigers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's on this list on MLB.com.
Yeah. So I don't know what the Yankees are going to do for number two. They might look at Severino and think he's number two. As a fan, I don't see it as a number two. I do like our pitchers. I do. I think we have a very good staff when we look at Cole, Severino, Montgomery, Tyon. You still have Herman. You still have Heel. You have King. You have Clark Schmidt.
Cortez.
Cortez. Okay. That's a five, though. He's a five. Right? So you got a lot of guys who can do the job.
Right.
But you need a number two. You need somebody who's going to come after Cole and really just like keep pace. So Yankees need to make a splash there. And I think they will. I think they will. I just don't know what's out there. So that's why I was looking at Verlander and thinking maybe, and maybe my reasoning isn't good here because I don't think Syndergaard would be a number two, but I think Cole would, Verlander would have been a great number two behind Cole.
Let's see some potential trade targets. And this is not specific to the Yankees, but these are some pitchers who could be available. You got Josh Hader of the Brewers, left-hander.
He's a bullpen guy, though.
Sonny Gray of the Reds. I don't think the Yankees are going to go back to that.
Yeah, never know. Loved it here.
What else we got here? Michael Fulmer of the Tigers.
Yeah, he was good a couple years ago.
Agreed. And that's all that is pitchers on this particular list from, it's from September, but.
Yeah, it's all right. So let's go back to what you were talking about, right? You said about the Brinks truck, bringing it in, spending that money, beating out other teams. Where do you want to see that money spent? Who's your guy right now that you're going to say, give me the money for player X?
Cash. Give me cash. I want a shortstop, AJ.
Who do you want?
I tell you who I don't want.
I know who you don't want.
I want to go with the original plan that was talked about earlier this year, and that was Trevor Story.
Wow, not what I thought you were going to say.
I don't want Correa.
No. I mean, unfortunately, he's the best of the bunch.
Unfortunately. I don't want Javi Baez.
No.
And I, if you asked me this a month ago or, you know, 8 weeks ago, I probably would have said Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Which is probably where you thought I was going.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more I thought about it, I looked at some video, I read some stuff, and I agree with the take that good defensively, not really an offensive player.
The only thing is, there's your lefty bat. There's your top of the lineup guy, probably bat number two, maybe leadoff. Don't know. I know he's not really a leadoff guy, but there's your lefty bat and shortstop to really kill two birds, one stone. I don't think he would cost as much as Correa.
Oh, definitely not. I think Correa is the premier free agent shortstop.
Right.
Might be the premier free agent this offseason.
I believe Seager and Correa are about the same age, a year apart. I think Correa is younger, but I don't think Seager is too old.
Carlos Correa is 27, okay. And he just turned 27 in September. And Corey Seager is also Hey, I'm going to change my mind here.
Uh-oh.
I want Corey Seager.
You got your birthday?
His birthday is April 27th.
There you go.
And this year he will turn 28 in April.
Okay.
So come on, Corey.
I don't think Corey Seager is the defensive guy that Correa is. I think he can play a solid shortstop. I don't like Story in our lineup as another righty. It gets dangerous. I know he loved Jeter. I know he wants to be Jeter, but he can go be Jeter somewhere else if he wants to. I don't think he's going to find a nice spot in our team. I do like Cedar.
And I'll be honest, it is because of El Capitan that I do not want Carlos Correa on this team.
Right. Yeah, respect the history, buddy.
Game respects game, and he does not That's respect.
It. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I think, again, I think Seager, because you have that right field, the left side. I think it's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right. I'm willing to go out and sign Corey Seager. So that would be the free agent target at shortstop that I'll be happy with.
Okay. So now let's do this, right? I don't know anything. I know nothing. Right?
We're
on the record of knowing nothing.
Yeah.
Do they love Volpe as much as they do? And do they love this Oswaldo Peraza as much as they do? They say he's not ready till 2023. So do you sign Seager to a 3-year deal and you give him a ton of money, or is he going to want like a 10-year deal? Cause then what are we doing?
I don't think Corey Seager is worth a 10-year monster contract.
No, I don't think anybody is. I think you're going to do it for Judge just because you want him to be a Yankee for life. But like,
right. Judge deserves the 10, 12 year, whatever takes him through the end of his Yankee career.
Correct.
And
Correct.
Please front load the contract so it's not costing a ton of money on the back end.
Great call. And maybe a guy like Judge, like just being in New York and being that guy, he wants to be here. You give him the money and say, look, we will get you any deal and sponsor you want. Like, you're going to make more money that way than you are on the baseball field.
Hey, every time I go into Jersey Mike's, not a sponsor, I ask it for Aaron's way.
I got you. Look, you be a Yankee for life. You know how much money you're going to make in sales alone, merchandise sales? Like, come on. Every kid wants your jersey.
Every kid has his jersey.
His jersey. I'm saying like his jersey is a Derek Jeter jersey.
Yes. That's
of the late 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah.
He's not, but his jersey is.
But I will say this, and this might be controversial. This might be a hot take and it's off track, but I'm going to say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Make him a Yankee for life. Do not make him the captain. He could be the face of this team.
He could be the face. Yeah. There's a difference.
There's a difference between the face of the team and being the captain of the Yankees. Sorry. Come at me if you think I'm wrong.
I don't think people would come at you. I think they would agree with that. All right. So going back to that, I don't know how much they love those two guys, Peraza and Volpe. Because if that's
they love Volpe.
They love him now because all of a sudden he's beefed up and hitting the ball across the yard. But where's he at shortstop?
Is he a shortstop? Is he a third baseman?
I don't know if he's a third baseman.
I mean, any good shortstop eventually becomes a third baseman, no?
That's the way history has shown, right?
True. Although I did hear a story. Cashman said, so I think he was doing his annual sleep out, the homeless charity thing. And somebody asked him about, you know, is there truth to the rumor that in Derek Jeter's last couple of years, you were going to move him to the outfield?
Yeah, center field.
And he just kind of like smiled, like didn't like say anything, but spoke volumes at the same time.
That was a long time ago. I remember hearing those rumors back in the day.
Yeah. I thought he would have been a great right fielder. I wouldn't have put him in center field at age 36.
Yeah, but right field, you got to actually know how the ball travels in the outfield. You can't just put a guy in the outfield.
But that's what they were talking about doing, just moving Derek Jeter to the outfield.
You could put a guy in center field.
Maybe he should have played first base. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
He's gone. He's retired. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's gone.
So spend the money on one of these shortstops. Then we have minor leaguers waiting. You know where I think they're going to go. And I think Cashman spoke to it very quickly. Earlier in the offseason, we're going to have a new catcher.
I don't know about that.
I don't know, man. Unless he's trying to light a fire under Sanchez, which nobody can light a fire under Sanchez. I think we're going to have a new catcher going into 2022. He's not good.
Okay, I agree with you that he is not good, and he's probably not long to be here, but who are they replacing him with?
I don't know. Do they go get like a Kurt Suzuki? Like a guy like that?
I don't want Kurt Suzuki.
Neither do I, but like, you can't go into the season with Gary Sanchez as your catcher. You can't. I don't care how streaky he gets and how good his bat is and blah, 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 blah. The guy is garbage behind the plate.
if this is accurate, here are your free agent catchers that are available.
It's not going to be a free agent, but share it. But it's not going to be a free agent.
I just throw a couple names out here. So you said Suzuki, Robinson Chirinos, Austin Romine, Wilson Ramos, Sandy Leon, Jeff Mathis, Alex Avila. Actually, I don't know that this is accurate because they got JT Realmuto on this list too. So
no, it says last year.
This could be an old list.
Yeah, just saying. As you're going through that.
Houston. Oh, no. Okay. Here you go. Here's the accurate list.
Go ahead.
And this is sorted. I don't even know what this is sorted by. I'll go age. Let's see. Jeff Mathis, Drew Butera, Kurt Suzuki, Chirinos, Martin Maldonado, Yan Gomes, Wilson Ramos. Romine's the only one who I might even consider like signing. But again, you're not signing him to be the starting catcher to replace Gary Sanchez.
No.
At that point, you sign him to be the backup, and you just say to Higgy, you're the starting catcher.
He's not a starting catcher. I don't know what the answer is going to be here. Again, I know nothing. I'm just telling you that I'm sure the Yankees are now beyond fed up with his catching abilities. When other players across the league are coming out and talking trash on Gary Sanchez, you're now a laughingstock, and I don't think the Yankees want to take that chance anymore.
Hey, here's an interesting name as we're all over the board here. Would you trade for Tyler Glasnow?
No, I don't want to give any pieces to the Rays. They can take anybody and make him gold.
It's true. Just trying to look and see. I pulled up a list to see. I was trying to look and see what catchers might be available via trade this offseason. And it's a generic list. And he's at the top as a potential trade target that, you know, the Rays might be looking to deal him.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean... Are we sponsored by Toyota?
I hope not.
I hope so. Give me that Toyota money.
The RAV4. It's the RAV4. Anyway. So I don't know. I don't know, and neither do you who's listening.
Do you disagree?
Disagree with what?
That Sanchez will be gone.
I want him to be gone. And again, we did this a year ago.
We did it a year ago. I know.
Will he be gone? I don't think so.
Okay. Will he be the starting catcher? How about that? How about that? Will he be the starting catcher?
Yes. Much to our dismay and disappointment, he will be the starting catcher.
Okay.
But again, the second that that's not the case, you know, via trade, which is probably the only way that that happens, we'll be all over it here on the Chase for 28 podcast. Speaking of being all over it, they did make some roster moves today.
Yeah, they sure did.
Ready?
Ready.
So they added some of them young studs to the active roster, but in doing so, they had to let some people go, AJ. The Yankees, as of today, November 19th, they have designated for assignment the following players who we care about or are aware of. Clint Frazier, bye-bye. Rugi Odor, bye-bye. And your MVP of the 2021 season, Tyler Wade, bye-bye.
Shocked.
What are you shocked at?
I'm more shocked than Wade.
Me too.
To be honest with you.
Me too. I saw some people, people are saying on Twitter, they must really like Andujar. Well, you figure if Tyler Wade's not on the team, this opens the door for him to be a backup infielder and not worry about playing the outfield. And if he can hit, there's an opportunity there. Clint Frazier. I mean, hope he gets healthy. Hope that works out.
Yeah.
But, I could see, watch, now he will blossom. All his medical issues will go away.
Nah.
And we'll be like, really? Really? Jay Buhner of the 21st century? Really? No, granted, they traded Jay Buhner. However, you could see this guy being a Yankee killer 2 years from now.
They know how to pitch to him. Curveball. Curveball, low and away.
Yeah. It's a shame. He had so much potential. All you heard was the bat speed. And we wanted Red Thunder to be running all over Yankee Stadium.
Look, bat speed can be amazing, but we can't see the ball. You ain't gonna hit it.
That's true. There's some line for Major League about that, right?
Yep.
Rugi Odor. Mm. No. You know, whatever.
He was a rental.
He was a rental. He was a really good cheerleader.
Yeah.
Good for spirits. He was like Ronald Torres from a few years back.
Yeah.
He was the new toe.
Toe.
But yeah, Tyler Wade. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we're going to get Andujar.
Yeah. Or maybe this opens the door for Volpe to make the team out of spring training, being a backup infielder. Who knows?
They don't like him just yet. I don't think.
Bring them all up, AJ. Put Dominguez in right. No. Play five games in the minor leagues. You know what? Put him in center. You say he's the next Mickey Mantle, Mike Trout. Throw his ass in center field. Let's go play ball.
Are we going to have a new center fielder this year?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. To which if I'm Aaron Hicks, I'm like, hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
No, Aaron, it's not, because you haven't played a full year since 1903.
Congratulations to Aaron Hicks. I believe he's marrying Tiger Woods' niece.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. Hey, good for you.
$70 million married and don't have to play baseball. Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Now, I'll be honest. It'd be nice if he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, we shall see. So we got some roster moves, but center field though. The name being bantied about is trading again. It's like it's weird that the trade partners the Yankees have, who they are consistently making deals with,
same team.
So another Oakland Athletic, Starling Marte, who I'll be honest, I do not want because I believe he's 33 years old. I do not want to trade for a 33 year old center fielder.
Batted 340 last year. Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, granted, I do play RBI baseball on the Switch and I'm into next season. So I've revamped my virtual video game roster, which means I now have to drop Tyler Wade, who is playing well for me on the video game side.
Oh, get over it.
You know, oh, by the way, when I did make moves, I did add Corey Seager to the team.
There you go.
So I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So going into this episode, I really wanted to focus on what I thought the Yankees were going to look like. And I think we're going to go new catcher, new center fielder, new shortstop, and another pitcher.
New first baseman?
We need one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. So those five things, right?
Five Christmas wishes for the Yankees.
Yeah, man, I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. But catcher, first base, center field, shortstop, pitcher, those five things.
Can we rank those things? What is your priority number one of those five?
I'm torn between first base and shortstop. Can Gio Urshela hold down the fort at shortstop until Volpe or Pedraza?
No.
Okay. So here's the issue now. If you're saying no, where does DJ go?
It's almost like DJ LeMahieu has to play the role he was initially brought here for, which is utility guy. I could play all five infield positions. I could probably go play in the outfield, but mostly the fourth infielder.
Interesting.
Because I like Urshela at third. I think he plays solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got the ability to hit, you know.
At DJ for five more years.
You're trading Urshela.
Urshela has 2 years left, or maybe 1 year left. I'm not sure. If I'm thinking 2 years from last year, 2 years from this year.
Or you trade LeMahieu. I don't know.
Nobody's taking LeMahieu.
Okay, hold on. There's 29 other teams. I'm sure some percentage of teams would love to bring him in and make him their second baseman or their third baseman.
Understandable.
And I'm sure there's teams amongst the other 29 that you could trade Gio Urshela to who need a third baseman. So this is why we record the podcast, my friend.
I know. Now I'm thinking. You got me thinking now because you got Andujar.
They got a good problem. They have a lot of players.
It's a terrible problem.
You have a lot of guys who do the same thing.
They're out of place. Because now Andujar was not really a left fielder last year.
No.
I think everybody loved the fact, Andujar going back on a fly ball. He caught it. Great. Woo. Andujar going back on a fly ball. Didn't catch it.
That's why they brought in Gallo.
Exactly.
Who I believe won a gold glove.
Judge didn't give me that one. I don't know. You know what? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just spewing things that I want to see that probably won't happen at any point. We're gonna have the same team on the field in April. We might have one new addition, some random guy, Jack Jackman.
Is that a real thing?
No.
Okay.
Jack Parkman from Major League.
Ah, that's funny.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, and
putting it out there right now, the Yankees are not winning the World Series in 2022, so we'll be back for season trace.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I I've lost all faith in the organization. In this recording, I've went from maybe we'll do this to we ain't doing nothing. So see you in 2 years.
Thanks, Debbie. Wah, wah. All right. So we will certainly see what happens. It's good to be back behind the microphone. And again, here during the off season, our goal would be to produce episodes every 2 weeks or so. But, you know, the holidays are here. So obviously make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast. Tell your fellow Yankee fans about the podcast. And hopefully we'll see you in a couple weeks. And, you know, if anything happens, lockout, anything goes down, you know, we'll certainly get in here and give you our take. And we certainly welcome your take. If, you know, you got opinions, we maybe said some things that made you go, what are you two morons talking about? Go ahead, send it our way. Send us an email, feedback@chasefor28.com. Feel free to engage with us on Twitter. We are at chasefor28pod. And you can get your voice onto the podcast. You can send us a voicemail. Go to, again, we have a new website. Go to chasefor28.com/voicemail. And we'll get your voice here onto the podcast. And I do want to say that as we head into this offseason, hopefully, whenever the next episode is, that will be the debut episode of John Nesse.
Oh, okay.
So I'm ready to set up the studio at my dad's house. And we might be doing it together. Maybe he'll be here in studio with me. But Pops will be on the next episode.
Okay.
And we'll take it to back in the day. So there you go. AJ.
Yo.
People enjoy the show. Tell them how they, if they don't know how to support the show by now, I mean, but look, let them know what they can do. Just give them that refresher.
We've been doing the same thing for a year now.
Oh, wait, real quick. Shout out to Luis Rojas, new Yankee third base coach.
Third base coach. There you go. Thanks, Mets.
Let's go, yeah. Mets.
As Chris was saying, if you are a fan of the show, three things you could do. First of all, tell a fellow Yankee fan about the podcast. Let them know where they can find us. Spotify.
Apple.
Google.
Apple. Anywhere you can find a podcast,
pick a thing.
We're there.
Pick a thing. Pick a listening platform and enjoy it. And you can always become a legend by visiting chasefor28.com/legend. And you can grab that swag. We got Chase for 28 merch for sale. Visit chasefor28.com/merch. Get that merch. Catch us at the ballpark this year. I'm going to go to a game this year, I think. I'm taking the kids.
Nice.
We're going to do it.
You want to do like daddy daycare, or you want to go with your own kids? We need to go to a game just you and me, by the way.
We do need to do that. We'll do that.
So
I'm going to be at the game. I'm going to celebrate my 40th birthday at the Yankee Stadium this year.
Nice. Maybe I get an invite.
I'm not doing something like that. I might just like, hey, I'm going to get tickets. Who wants in?
Okay. You got my number.
I think so. I think I do now.
All right. So that'll do it for episode 34 of the Chase for 28 podcast. Hopefully we'll see you on December 4th, but you know, we're still here.
And
if not before then, we appreciate you listening and we will talk to you soon. Let's go Yankees.
Let's go Yanks. Make some moves. Do some things.